Morning, folks.
Morning. Morning.
Morning, Cornelia. All right, we got a good group here. I think we will get started. Thanks everyone for joining us. We have a couple of items on our agenda today. We are going to hear from Lisa about some planned work on patron notices, and we're going to talk about some of the proposed ticket closures that the group that's been working on reviewing old tickets that the Vega Development Group has had in their on their queue for 4 years or more. We have a proposal to look at those that the ones that we're going to be closing. We're not going to do that work today, but we're going to send it out, send out the list, and we'll talk about the process. First of all, an administrative stuff. Thank you, Cornelia, for updating the list of meetings that are going to be canceled in the coming weeks. This will be our last meeting today until June 30th, so we'll have a little bit of a couple weeks not meeting, and then we will be off again for the July Independence Day holiday in the States, the 3rd and the 7th. So our last meeting in June will be the 30th. Anything else you have for announcements, administration stuff, Cornelia? No. Does anyone have anything else to add to the agenda before I hand it over to Lisa? All right, Lisa, talk to us about patron notices.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for having us today with our topic. Just a short introduction. I'm the Leipzig University Library and the University Library of Dresden are cooperating in a project to fully integrate Folio, which is funded by the European Regional Development Fund. And one of our work packages is work on patron notices. In our current LMS, we are sending all or nearly all our patron notices out with external mailers, and we would very like to do that when we are integrating implementing Folio. We would like to send out all our patron notifications via Folio and not having these external mailers anymore. So we evaluated the patron notices we are currently sending and those that can already be sent via Folio, and created a list of functionality that is not yet available. We already discussed the topic with Julie, just to get a bit more more grip to the topic because as you all know, the notification architecture is not too easy to get everything in your head where it has effects, and if you do this, then this happens. So we already talked to her and try to identify notices that might be e easy to tackle, and of course they are not when you have a closer view on it. But nevertheless, we would like to discuss three different ideas we have with you to get your feedback, your input, to hear about your requirements, and also, of course, and very much like to hear about your concerns. We already discussed the notices with the German library group and already got really valuable input there. And I think we just try with our first use case. I'm doing that presentation together with Franziska. She's our PO in our project, and I will give you the use case. We are working with holes, and if a borrower has a book on loan and someone else places a hold on this item, we are sending out a notice or a notification that someone placed a hold on the book that the person has on loan at the moment, and that they will not be able to renew the loan period, and that they will have to bring the book back when it's due. And there is no possibility to renew the loan period. For this reminder, at the moment, there is no triggering event in Folio. And perhaps one more sentence about our workflow. We are working only with item level requests in our library at the moment. So this is our use case. And then it's Franziska.
Exactly. So as Lisa already said, so that was therefore also our main focus, at least at the beginning, that concentrating on item level requests, but does not necessarily mean that we cannot talk about also how this could work with title level requests, because we discussed this also already in the German group beforehand. But maybe just starting in general and then looking a little bit more into the details. So for that one, more or less, the only new element that we see that would be necessary would be a new trigger that we need for our, let's say, type of request, because what's already available is the recall request trigger. So this already sends out notices to the current borrowers. What we would need now is an additional triggering event as soon as an hold request is placed for an item. We would need no additional token for the templates or other categories. So really sticking to the current processes as much as possible. But as also already said, so our main focus was item level requests. In the German group, there was also interest of libraries which are using title level requests in also getting such a trigger, so using that one. But of course, on this level, directly there's the question, okay, but who receives the notification then in this case? So we had some ideas, and well, probably on the easiest way would be to have, let's say, a general rule that always makes sense. And unfortunately, in this case, or I'm not sure if unfortunately, but in this case, probably the most sense would be to send it to all this notification. And then, of course, it depends on how many items of one title are existing, maybe per library, if this makes sense, or what's your maximum number of people receiving emails in this case. Nevertheless, every library still could decide whether they want to use this trigger or not. So maybe it mainly makes sense for libraries which use item level requests. But as we also got the feedback from some other libraries that it might be interesting, I think it's worth checking if there's an easy way also implementing this for title level requests. But therefore, maybe your feedback on this, so maybe from the libraries which are using title level requests, would this triggering event would be useful for you? Is this something you would imagine to use, or do you say, okay, that's probably not that relevant for us? We do not care.
Well, we don't currently use title level requests. We are thinking about implementing it, but it does seem really unclear who, it doesn't seem like it would make sense to send a notice to five people who have five different copies if only the first one that returns it is gonna fulfill that hold, right? It's just, I'm not sure. What makes, I'm not sure if it even makes sense to send a notice because it would just create so much confusion because it would only be relevant to someone that tries to renew it first, right?
Yeah, it's a
Presumably.
little bit challenging, but therefore we just wanted to know, since we got some, let's say, feedback that it might be interesting, even though some libraries using title level requests, but yes, since we are not affected, we just wanted to make sure, yeah, to take everything into account. Olga?
Even if you use title level request, when you maybe what they meant that you use title level request in general, but then when it's already checked out, then you have the item grade level. So when let's say when someone placed a hold, which is title level hold, and then it picks an item, it already picks an item. So it already knows what item it's going to be placed on, right? It's just not sitting there on top. It's already picks one. So it will know, even though it was originally title level request, at that point it becomes item level. Isn't that the case?
I'm not sure about that, since that was not our focus, but maybe someone else knows. Somehow it makes sense, but I'm not sure how this is solved technically, when, if this is, yeah,
I
what's
think this
happening in
was
the
only the
background.
case. Yeah, sorry. I think it was only the case for recalls, but maybe someone who uses the title request could clarify.
I
Magnus?
can
Someone
speak
cannot.
up. Yeah, so title level requests are never, they don't get locked to a specific item until an item is made, returned, or made available. So, and I could speak for us since we use title level requests and holds. I don't think we would use this. It has been requested at times, but I think it would be hard because the most popular books we have like 10 copies,
Okay.
and then we
Yeah,
would,
that's a lot.
yeah, and we would send an email to everyone. So I don't think it would work.
Would it be acceptable, just thinking about, because we got the feedback from some libraries, so since everyone can decide whether they want to use a triggering event or not, so you could just, even if it would be there, you could just ignore it if you say, okay, we have title level requests, but we don't use it. We just don't install this within our policy. So would it be, do you see any harm in implementing this also for title level requests? For those who might be interested.
No, not really. It's just as long as we don't,
Have
it's just we
to
don't, we just don't use it. So
Yeah.
that's no problem.
Okay.
So it's, yeah. But as I said, I don't think so. We are more in the, oh, you cannot renew this, so you get, we use automatic renewals. So when that will finally, if that will be made available in Folio, we would like a reminder that, oh, you couldn't renew it. We are more on that level than this.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this? Because otherwise, then I think we would then check what technically makes sense. We'd probably implement this first with a focus on item level and then check what's possible or how, yeah, what's the best way to solve this also regarding title level requests. And so it's still, so it's not probably not that we are going to start tomorrow. So we're still in the, let's say, requirements gathering phase, but therefore it's really helpful since yeah, workflows and processes are that different partially from library to library. So it's very helpful to get your input on this and your thoughts. So thank you very much. I think then that was the first option we were proposing coming the next two ones. Do you want to say some words first,
Yeah, I
Lisa?
could again talk about our use case. And the next two notifications are more of a general, they have an informational character. They are not like something happens in the system and this triggers a notification, but the more yeah, a general information to our patrons. For example, a pre-reminder that their library account is about to expire in X days. So in our library, we're sending a pre-reminder to our external patrons, so persons who are not affiliated with the university in one way or other. These patron groups are governed by the how is it called? The identity management system of the university. So their accounts expire when their contract with the university expires. So that's an automatic system. But the non-affiliated patrons, they have a 1 year period. In this, it is always when they like inscribe or register. It's a 365 days period, the library account is valid and then it expires. And 4 weeks before that event, we are writing them an email that in 4 weeks their library account will expire. And if they still want to use the library, they should give us a notice and then we will extend the validity for another year. So, yeah, that's our use case.
So then some, let's say, changes that would be necessary from our perspective, therefore. So maybe starting with the notice templates. There are several categories for the templates which are available already, but as Lisa already mentioned at the beginning, this is somehow a new kind of notice. It's more general notification, so it doesn't really match to loan or request or even fees and fines. So probably there would be a need for a new category. And then of course it would make sense to think about a really suitable name, which is not too, let's say, specific, so that we are not ending up with maybe 20 categories in 1 year. But so, and maybe some of you even have more notifications in mind that they would think of. So maybe that's not the best name, but maybe just to start with. So we thought, okay, maybe we go with general user notices, but could also be named differently. What we would need for the templates would be an additional token. So we would need the user expiration date so that we can refer to this date within the message to the patron. So that's more or less the, I would say, the updates which would be necessary for the template side of the things. Now coming to the triggering event and where this is to be said, and there we already had lively discussions within the German group. So also thank you very much again also to the participants which are also now here in the meeting. I tried my best to already incorporate the ideas a little bit in the mockups. Unfortunately, there was not too much time, so please excuse me if that's not looking perfect, but maybe just to show you the history where we were coming from. So this is our first thought now, which I think won't be the final solution, but maybe just to share our thoughts with you. So first thought was, okay, we just put it into the patron notice policy and also creating a new category within there. Since we already have quite a lot of notices there, so maybe also creating a new category there and then using, let's say, similar structures which are already available regarding date-based triggering events in this section. But then we got the feedback, which is very true, that this is not really a loan-based or a circulation-based event. So maybe really the circulation settings are not the right place to put this in. And also one point which was additionally made is that, and Lisa also already mentioned this at the beginning, so the process or the notification you want to send to the patron probably is depending on the patron group. So depending on which patron group your patron belongs to, there might be a completely different process or expiration date, workflow behind this. So maybe it would make sense to really handle this differently depending on different patron groups. So in this context, we got a suggestion, and I think that's really could work quite nicely. And here, so this is really not just the first shot how this could look like, really open for discussion. So the idea was to maybe really place this or the definition of this triggering event and how this notification is sent out under the patron groups. Since and now I hide the table in the background a little bit, so please excuse me, but maybe if you can see this a little bit in the background. So there's not that much space because depending on how many patron groups you have this table with a lot of lines. So the question is a little bit where to place now this little bit more complex process of defining when to send out which notification. So my first idea, but that's really up for discussion, was to maybe work with a pop-up, but maybe that's not the most elegant way, so that we have a little bit more space to define the process really based on one specific patron group. So we could define for each patron group an own notification policy, and then just to say, okay, then of course in this context it would be clear that the expiration date might be the trigger. We also had the discussions that maybe a custom field is triggering this event because maybe the date is evaluated in another way. So we could also think about really integrating the trigger again at this point. But in general, the idea would be to follow this process in defining when before the expiration date comes, the notice is sent out, and if you want to send it out again after some time. So that would, in general, be the idea. I see Thomas is waving his hand.
Yeah, I'm always causing trouble.
No, that's good. All the feedback is welcome.
No, I actually really like the idea of having this in with the patron group information. I actually kind of wonder to make it—I'm not sure if this would make it easier or harder—is if you look at like permission sets. What's it like? Some of the other areas where there's more settings, even locations. Instead of having a table like this, they use a list of the different locations. And when you click on it, it shows a fourth pane, which is a details pane. And when you edit it, it opens up as a full screen. I think since you're adding so much here, I would probably go maybe that direction, just because that way it doesn't get so crowded. But I really like the idea of this being in there. And as you said, when you mentioned about custom fields and that, it gave me the idea that this could actually open up new notification possibilities that could be expanded on later that you could tie to specific events within the user record. Possibly even some events like if a user account is blocked or unblocked or anything of that nature, you might be able to set up custom notices at the user level and send those out. So I really do like the idea of this being in the users area.
Perfect. Thank you very much. No, I also, could be. I was also not 100% happy with the pop-up, I have to admit. So, but I wasn't thinking about the fourth plane. But yeah, maybe that's really the better way or the more straightforward way to solve this space issue to where to place this in the best way. Susan?
Yeah, I'm trying to think also ahead of, like Tom is, for what other use cases might come down the pike in terms of where to best place this. One of the things I was thinking about were, are there notices that may not be scheduled, but that you might want a template for? Things that I'm thinking about are like, sometimes a user wants to get a list of all their loans, and that is impossible to send, to give them without some serious copy paste stuff that is really challenging to get formatted nicely. So things like that that are sort of user focused and not associated with loans. So it might be useful to try to come up with the various types of those that we could be using, and then really make sure that we're putting it in the right place for all of those, with all of those in mind. And I say this not knowing what your third example is.
We can have a look back, but I totally agree that that's also why we wanted to share this with you because and those are just our first three, let's say, notices. We have some more in the backlog, but waiting for some other developments beforehand, and we yeah, it's already enough discussion for those three, but probably maybe all of you have some examples in mind of things which they are still missing. So I think it definitely makes sense because otherwise we are ending up in with each new notifications, everyone's thinking, okay, where's the best place now to have this? And then it's and I think it's already some kind of not totally straightforward now. At least for me, it was quite confusing, and it took me some time to find each rule, what is defined where. Okay, but the templates are all at one place, but the triggers are at different places. And I think you get used to it, and then as soon as you know where it is, that's also totally fine. But I think it definitely makes sense to think about what else might be coming up. So to already think about this and make the best. Of course, no one can plan 10 years into the future, but everything which we already have on the table somehow, we could at least, I think, take into consideration for that one. Any other input so far? Are there any, I think, fourth plane, I think definitely makes sense, but challenging then again where to place it and how maybe also the template might look like. So because then it's maybe really not really just specific exploration, it's really then other cases, and then maybe the design will also look a little bit different because it will need to feature other use cases. Perfect. Just thinking about what's the best way to collect all of the ideas or wishes. Is there maybe already a place, or does it make sense that we check for tickets which are already existing? Just thinking about what's the best way to make sure we have everything in mind.
Right. I would say if there's anything on the gap list or any existing tickets, we also could, have a discussion here specifically to generate those use cases in terms of what are the most likely scenarios at the front of people's minds. I don't know,
Okay.
whatever you
Okay.
think is a good approach.
Yeah. Then maybe we do some detective work first and try to check what's already in the in the room somehow listed somewhere. And then maybe we can come back with this, or also maybe write in the channel or to check what else we have in mind. So to integrate this. Perfect. Then to stay in time. Maybe, but and I know so maybe also if you have some ideas later on, then just feel free to contact us. So then we can proceed at the moment with our last example. But yeah, whenever something comes to your mind, let us know.
All right. Our third example is a notification we are sending out, in our case, monthly, to remind patrons who have open fees or fines on their library account. So it's also a more like informational character email. So please note you have open fee fines on your library account. And yeah, we would like to ask you to pay down your fee fines. And yeah, this is only sent out if the balance on the account is not null. We're sending it out even if there's only like 1 euro open fee fine. And yeah, we wouldn't need any, like at the moment in our current system, we give a sum, like your open balance is like 15 euros. We wouldn't go on with that because it often causes misunderstandings because people read their emails not the instant we are sending them, but maybe 1 week later and they have already paid their fine. So we would be happy just to remind them that there is something or there is an open fee fine and then give them a link to their library account where they find the exact sums and numbers and events when these fees or fines were charged in their account. So it's just yeah, check is there an open fee fine, and if so, we send a reminder once a month that yeah, and ask them to pay down. And yeah, even if there are new, if there's no trigger, so it doesn't need to come or a new fee fine has to be charged or anything. It can be like 6 months, the same reminder if someone's not paying down their fee fines.
Maybe looking at the implementation side of this, so our suggestion. Also here, if we look at the template first again, we thought that might be also an additional case for this new category, however we want to name it. So here in this case, it's again the general user notices. Of course, you could say, okay, yeah, but it has to do something with fees and fines, and we already have categories in this direction. But on the one side, it's not an classical event-driven notification, and it's also, at least our use case would be based on all types of fees and fines. So not only automated, not only manual. So we would not differentiate. This goes out as soon as there are any open fines on the user account, no matter where they come from. So that's a little bit the background why we thought, okay, this might be an additional example for this general case. No need for additional token because we would it would be just in general information. And then therefore, here the idea again would also be to really have this, and since this is more circulation, yeah, we could also discuss if this belongs into the circulation settings or not. At the moment, we still have it there with the within the patron notice policy. Also here, regarding it's the same reasons we would put this in a separate group because it's not specifically automated or manual. Fees or fines. And oh, sorry. The triggering event, and here, of course, we need to check how big the effort is also for yeah the continuous calculation, because what would need to happen in the background is that there's an ongoing check with this with the balance, the outstanding balance on the user account. And as long as this balance is zero, this open balance, nothing happens. But if the check shows, okay, there's an open balance, so the value is bigger than zero, then this notification would be sent out. And then, of course, you could also d decide whether it's so we would then use the 1 month 1 month recurring event. But of course, this can be set as everyone wants. And in the discussion beforehand with the German group, there was also the feedback that maybe zero, not everyone would like to select zero because it's maybe quite fast that you have at least something open on your account. And then to avoid sending out too many messages, it might be a requirement or at least a wish to define a certain value, which should not be, it should be given to send out the notification, so not just for maybe 1 euro or a few cent. Of course, that would make it a little bit more complex, but if we get the feedback from everyone that this would be desirable, of course, we would check how this can be implemented. Thomas?
Yeah, I actually kind of like the idea of this going into the user space as well, instead of being here. And I would honestly maybe think about changing the pattern that's here for the notice because if you put it in the user space because it's in a new space, you don't have to use the same triggering events that are here. So like the send after, recurring, that sort of thing. You could actually possibly simplify it. By having the template you want to use, the format. You might not even have to use a triggering event. You could just have this as a separate option. So, like send notices for overdue fee fines. And then, other options you could potentially add instead of the send after frequency is just a general frequency. How often do you want the system to check and send out these notices? Weekly, monthly, biweekly, a minimum amount that it's supposed to send it out, or the other one I'm trying to think of, which was at the top of my head, and I forgot about what it was. But you could add other like smaller triggers underneath it as filter options.
Yeah, and maybe that makes it also easier in the background if it's only if it so it would not need to check it all the time, so it would just check it in the defined period. So if we say, okay,
Exactly.
check it once a month, then it can check it. If it's zero, fine, nothing happens. If it's not zero, the message goes out. So maybe that really makes it much more simple because it's just once in a month, once in a week, whatever is set, and not all the time checking against an event or an, well, it's a state more or less, not an event.
Yeah, I would like this one as well as even the other one. I would do as part of the quote unquote batch overnight jobs that get ran in Folio. So they're not being ran hourly or minutely or even daily. They're just being ran every day. But yes, as you said, like I think it'd probably be fairly easy for the fee and fine ones to query all open fee fine accounts and then. Possibly, I'm trying to remember if the patron group is on those accounts or not. I know the user ID is. If it isn't, do a
Put it in the
secondary query
box.
to filter out it is. Just do a secondary account query to look at the user group, and then just run that every night. If nothing comes up, nothing comes up. But if it does, send out a notice.
Yeah, really cool.
Tom, do you think that would be, I mean, so far it seems like it could be the same for the expiration. Like, I'm wondering if all of these user-based ones, because they're not a trigger on a particular event, so thinking about them in terms of triggering events is a little bit different. I'm wondering if there are any that don't fall into that category of just check daily, and if this, then send out notices to these people.
The only one that I'm kind of toying around with the idea of is right now we have the templates and then for things like Julie was working on this when you close out a fee fine or you manually add a fee fine, things of that nature, that triggers a notice to go out. I'm kind of wondering if those settings could be added to the patron or the user group policy along with these. I'm not saying you all have to do it, but I mean, later on they can be migrated over. Those, because they are triggered on a specific event within Folio, they probably would have to be triggered every right away. I mean, we could trigger them every night anyways, but we probably want to have them triggered every right at the time that the wave is done or the payment is done. But those are really the only ones. But again, those are handled differently by the system. They're actually sending a trigger to the notification system to say, hey, process this notice. And it's for a single event. It's not for process these 5,000 patrons to see if there's any notices.
Yeah, maybe it really makes sense to think about this in a holistic way more so. So since it's some kind or yeah, it's a little bit in a different workflow with no classical triggering events. So and maybe there are even more of those notifications, statuses or whatever is checked where we want to send out a general information. And all of this, of course, needs to be taken into account regarding the question where to place it, where is the home for this? So, what makes sense to have this combined? And then, of course, also ideally with the same structure, so not ending up with too many layouts and where to define what. So ideally, with a comparable layout to define the variables. Any other thoughts on this? Or where would you expect this to happen? The setting to say, okay, check once a month if there's a user fee. Where would we, from your perspective, what would be the most logical position for this setting? But you can also think, is there, maybe someone has some brilliant ideas also afterwards. Sometimes it takes some time. It needs to process. So and of course we also will think about it again. So but whoever has maybe a good idea, just let us know and we will also check what's maybe the best where all of this can be combined in an efficient way without creating too many new processes and logics. Perfect. So this would be the first three of ours. So with the rest, we will still wait a little bit. I think there's enough to think about also already for those first three. But thank you very much for your input. And I think we will stay in contact regarding the next steps and to define this more in a more detailed way and to see how to proceed, especially with this new category or the yeah this new type of notification.
Yeah, thank you so much for your thoughts and your really valuable input. And yeah, I think that might be a good way to go on. We will find if there are tickets out that might apply to this user group or user data set way to as a place where we could build that in and to collect all your thoughts about maybe future use cases for new notices. And once we have a set, we might ask you to have us back and to find the best place and the best way to build it in. So
Yeah, thank you both
thank you so
for your
much.
work on this. This is exciting to think about some new ways to bring notices to folks. I think there is some question about where you end up, where it makes the most sense to put the settings. There is a part of me that thinks that notices like keeping notices all in one place is a good idea, and maybe we just need a new sub category for the patron notices. Like, it doesn't have to be exactly the same structure as it doesn't really fit in the same structure of loan, fee, fine, and recall notices, but maybe it, or request notices rather, but maybe it is still in that same place. I don't know. I'm conflicted about the user location because it feels like, oh, now there's two places that notices are configured. And even though it is, they are a different flavor of notice for sure. But there's still notifications that go out. So I don't know. I think the next step of generating the list and making sure we're thinking about all of them makes the most sense. Tom? Oh, go ahead,
Tom.
Lisa.
Yeah, Tom, Julie wanted to attend today, so but she couldn't make it at least. She will watch the recording, she said. So maybe she has also thoughts about that, and we'll ask her for her input too, so that we
Yeah,
have
she's thought a
everyone
lot about
together.
notices.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yeah, I was gonna just kind of highlight what David put in chat and also expand on it too. I mean, another option is creating a new settings area for notices, moving the CERC notice templates and policies into that, and just creating a new settings area for these notices. And you could have fine fee notices, and you could have patron expiration notices. And instead of tying them to the individual user account, they are part of the selection criteria underneath that notice type in that area. I like
Yeah,
that
me
one
too.
as
I
well.
also
It is
already thought about this while struggling with all the different places and trying to understand the logic behind. So I think especially maybe for new users who are not already have done their detective work where everything to find, that could be really cool to have everything at one place and then just having nice categories for a good orientation, and that's it. So, and then having everything at one place because the templates are already on one place, just the rest
Right.
normal. So,
Any additional thoughts or feedback for Lisa and Francesca?
I could just mention if someone already didn't mention it, but the title level request notices, they are already in their own place, so it's already a bit spread out. And you could say the manual charge notices are in the user settings already. So we'll see.
the reminder fees are also separate, so we have four different places where to set up notices.
Thank you for pointing that out. That's good to know, because not everyone uses all of those different places. All right, let's see what. So, any additional thoughts, questions before we move on to our last agenda item? All right, so thank you both. That's really great. I'm excited. I did take some notes in the agenda, so and Tom is will be AIing our transcription, but for now I tried to capture the highlights. So our last agenda item is to review the work of the group that's been meeting on every other Thursday since February. So we've probably met, I don't know, seven, eight times. We met quite a few times and worked through a big old spreadsheet, which is linked in the agenda. And I've created a link. So in that, through that process, we have reviewed a set of tickets that was created for us by Steph Buck of Vega tickets that were older than 4 years. So there was a filter in Jira that got us all of these that were assigned to Vega, and 4 years had passed, which means at the end, new tickets were getting added to the queue as we were going, so we tried to stay ahead of it. Cornelia kept us honest, and that spreadsheet includes all the original tickets and the ones that we added. And then there's a column K for RA review, which is what we ended up giving it as a label. And we had really three primary labels: RA intended to close, RA further refinement, and RA ready for dev or dev ready, something like that, which we just had a few of. But essentially, we wanted to identify the ones that we thought either development had already moved past it or had changed enough that it was no longer relevant or that it was no longer needed. What we did not do in this process was, and we struggled, was to not prioritize things. We're like, well, this isn't really important. Well, the relative importance of it didn't, we tried to set aside and just decide, like, is this something that some libraries would want to have developed? And if so, then we left it in further refinement. The ones that we intended to close were things that were either duplicates or we felt like really they either needed to be completely rewritten because development had gone in a different direction, or they just were no longer needed because the workaround was acceptable or things had changed enough that it didn't make sense. So we ended up with, and if I click on the other link, which is the old Jira tickets proposed to close, it generates a list of 27 tickets out of this total of 102, so about a quarter of them, we tagged as RA intended to close. Some of the fee fine ones Tom has closed because he's the BO and is rewriting them or something. But really, we wanted everyone to take a look at these and have a chance to review and just say, like, this, we actually want this, or whatever. This is like speak now or forever hold your peace on these tickets. That is not to say that they could not be reopened in the future or might not have a new one. If you look at the comments in them, I would encourage folks, if you're looking at these, to look at the comments, because where we had comments, we put them in the comments. Some of the ones that Tom closed, for example, say, close this one, I'm opening another one that attends to the problem in this one, right? So you can, some close is not really closed. Basically, it's like, close this because it's terrible and we need to write a new one. We need to start from scratch for this particular thing. But there are 27 on that list. So when you click on it, it is basically just a limit to every ticket that has a label RA intended to close. And I think we decided we were going to give 2 weeks for folks to take a look at these and that we will revisit it on the 30th and just make one, and we'll send it out on Slack as well. But that once the 2 weeks elapses, we will close these tickets if we don't hear from anyone that they want to speak up for them. So we can discuss it on the 30th if people want to talk, come to say, like, I want to keep this ticket for X, Y, and Z. And you can also send it in Slack if you can't attend that meeting. Does that sound right to my folks here who have been at the meetings and like what we agreed to?
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Thanks, David. All right, any questions about that? Or Cornelia, do you have something?
We might have another topic on the 30th, so maybe you get 2 weeks, two more weeks. So let's see. If you are away on vacation, get some more time.
Yes. So we'll send it out with the 30th as a deadline, but then if
Yes.
we may not get to it. All right, then I will send that out and try to be more concise in my Slack message. And we will see folks at our next meeting, which I've now lost. Is it the 30th, our next meeting? Yes.
Yeah, it is the
Yes,
30th.
it is.
All others until then are canceled. So enjoy your holidays, your conferences, and whatever.
Yes, we will see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks all.
Thank you,
Thank
everyone. Have a
you.
good week.
Thank you.